40 years after he gained national notoriety for helping to make the Pentagon Papers public, Daniel Ellsberg is watching closely as the case of another high-profile whistleblower unfolds.
The revelations by WikiLeaks were really the largest in volume of any disclosures since the Pentagon Papers 40 years earlier. I've always believed that we needed revelations on that scale about our secret foreign policies much more often than once every 40 years. I would say that a Pentagon Papers type revelation every year would be about right, if not more often.
Army Private Bradley Manning has been charged with violating national secrecy laws for allegedly delivering classified documents to WikiLeaks. Ellsberg observes that Manning's prosecution is part of a very aggressive stance taken by the Obama administration.
President Obama, as of this week, has brought 6 indictments for leaks, which is twice as many as all previous presidents put together. Before Obama, there were exactly 3, of which mine was the first. So there is a real campaign going on under him against unauthorized disclosures. And this is from a president who campaigned to have the most transparent administration ever.
But the president's determination to press the case against Manning may have gone too far. Ellsberg views Obama's public statements on the matter as highly prejudicial.
Here's a man who hasn't even yet been charged, let alone tried, and the president is saying that he broke the law, that he's guilty. Well, it's worse than a civilian case in which this might happen, because it was not just the president saying this, it was the commander-in-chief in the case of a court-martial. So the people judging whether he should be court-martialed and then the ones who will be on his jury in the court-martial are subordinates.
Ellsberg, who will appear at a pair of public events in Sebastopol this weekend, doesn't hesitate to contrast the current administration's determination to defend governmental secrecy with its embrace of policies to expand covert surveillance of American citizens.
The surveillance under Bush after 9/11 has been continued by Obama and even extended. We've gotten a totally transparent electorate, citizens, and a very opaque government, which is the reverse of the relations there ought to be.
Ellsberg sees those policies as directly conflicting with our Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure, thereby casting an ominous cloud over our tradition and practice of principled political dissent.
It's hard to imagine successful dissent and opposition when the government is privy to all conversations, all transactions, knows the personal details of every congressperson, every journalist, every source, in such a way that it really has the ability to blackmail them.
The most fearsome array of government secrets today, Ellsberg says, is not diplomatic cables or even troop movements, but the untold details of the nation's nuclear policies. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.